And so we're all clear.
This meeting is now being recorded.
Here we go. Go ahead.
Recognizing this is a public meeting, we were all in session at the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee meeting at 12:30. That meeting adjourned, and as chair, I approved having this meeting held by telephone call to allow folks to meet their travel obligations. So we have myself and Judge Harrigan on the line, and I believe anybody else on the line presently? So
Judge Kevin
Harrigan.
It's Kevin Harrigan. It's Mr. Harrigan.
Mr. Harrigan, yeah.
Right. So I'm sorry. I apologize. I was looking at my notes. So who's do you have Mr. Yamaguchi's
David Yamasaki's here, and I do have Kimberly Flinner's proxy as well as Mike Planet's.
Okay, so Yamasaki, I want to keep this straight. Yamasaki has Planet and Flinner's.
Correct.
And Harrigan, you have just yourself. I have Taylor's proxy, and I believe it takes care of everybody.
Yes, that takes care of everyone, and Judge Johnson is absent.
All right, and I apologize. I think I jumbled everybody's names together, so we are all now present on the meeting. I would invite a motion to approve the draft minutes from the August 10th meeting.
I so moved, Yamasaki.
Yamasaki
Harrigan
moved.
Second.
Harrigan seconds. Moved and seconded. It's the three of us on the line. Any opposition either individually or with proxies? Hearing none, the minutes are approved. So now we have essentially the item on our agenda is to approve a funds held on behalf of request for both San Bernardino. I believe that's the first one we have. Suzanne, is that right?
First one's actually Shasta, but Shasta's not on the line yet. We're waiting for Natalie Heiser, but we do have Nancy Eberhardt here from San Bernardino if we want to take her item first for San Bernardino.
Great. Nancy, welcome back. Mr. Yamasaki, I think you, when we had talked about this with you, everybody talked about it at the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee. Any questions for San Bernardino on their request for funds held on behalf of, which is essentially an amendment to their prior request?
Correct.
Right. I don't have any questions, but one thing that I would note is that all of the courts that have embarked on a new case management system effort that I'm aware of has not been able to proceed within the time schedule that they've identified. And for not only that reason, but we obviously want to make sure that courts are not paying for services or forced to pay for services that they had not yet received. So in light of that, I support the request that was made by San Bernardino to change the amount in the time period that they had previously identified and move approval of their request.
All right, Mr. Yamasaki moves approval. Do I hear a second?
Harrigan second. Very good.
Moved and seconded, so I'll now call all in favor, including exercising proxy, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Great. So that passes, and now we move. Is Shasta on the line yet?
Natalie, are you on the line? Let me give her a call on the cell phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you need it?
Do you want to discuss it? Do you have any questions on the request?
Yeah, so I know that they're not here, and they did submit the request. One of the questions that I came up with was whether purchasing this particular item using court funds would be appropriate. The whole concept of using money to purchase vehicles that are purchased by the court for court purposes is something that falls within the scope of authorized expenditures or saving. And the only issue that I wanted to make sure we clarified was whether this particular encumbrance, if you will, could be used for the purchase of a vehicle that is not a court function, but rather a court responsibility. So I just wanted to make sure that issue has been clarified.
And I appreciate that. We had a discussion about that while we were all gathered. in anticipation of this meeting. And Suzanne, I think you looked into that, and this is an appropriate expenditure. Is that correct?
A vehicle replacement is an appropriate expenditure, but you're saying they're doing a court function, not necessarily court staff using the vehicle? Is
correct.
That your question?
Yes.
That was one that we did not clarify with them. So I'm looking at their request here.
And it's the encumbrance of the funding, right?
Yeah, it's a vehicle that, Marshall's Department uses the vehicle as part of the recidivism reduction grant program.
And
this is one of the circumstances where the Marshals are an arm of the court, correct?
Yeah, I believe they are.
Yeah. Okay.
So in that case, it is a court function and would be an appropriate, the vehicle that they currently want to replace belongs to the court.
I see. Okay. So I, in view of that clarification and the fact that it is an appropriate program, I would also move approval of their request.
Mr. Yamasaki moves approval. Do I hear a second?
I appreciate that clarification, and Harrigan second.
And was that Sutter that just joined us?
This is Natalie from Shasta.
Oh, hi,
Shasta.
Natalie.
Sorry, Natalie.
They're just moving to vote on your to approve your request. So.
Right. So we're about, I think it's appropriate to say we're about to anticipate approval, but if you wanted to add anything to talk us out of that, you're more than welcome to.
Oh, gosh, no.
Okay.
I think it's wonderful. I'm glad I called when I called.
You bet. And there was, Mr. Yamasaki did ask for some clarification as to the court function, and it was clarified that, as we understand, the marshals are essentially an arm of your court, and so this is a court function. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. We're one of two courts that have the Marshals Department in-house.
Great. Okay.
They're not with
so
the
with
county.
That, all right. So all in favor of approval, including exercising proxies, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. So Shasta's, your request has been approved as well.
All right. Thank you very much. And everyone have a great day.
You too.
You do the same.
Bye bye.
Thank you. Suzanne, is there any other business for our subcommittee?
That's it.
Okay, and I apologize again. I think I jumbled names and titles and everything as we got on this call. I was just walking back from a Starbucks, and so I was trying to focus, and I apologize for that. But I think we've accomplished our business. Anything else for the good of the order?
Nope, I think that's it.
Great. All right. Thanks, everybody. Wherever you are in your travels today, travel safe, and I'll call the meeting adjourned.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The host has left the meeting. So at this time, the meeting will come to an end. Thank you, and goodbye.